Line, we have got the wonderful Phoebe Johnson from Revolver, who are on their way from Puniki to Tamaki to play a show for us tonight. How are you, Phoebe?
I'm good, Rachel. It's nice to hear from you. I'm sitting in a car at a Christian holiday camp, and the sun is shining, so it's a good day.
Nice.
Really good day today.
That's what we like to hear. It is good to hear a bit of sunshine coming up the country. I think we all need it in the North Island at the moment. And we need a bit of music, I think, to get us out of our heads and out of ourselves a wee bit. You've been celebrating a fantastic album that came out last year and a brilliant new single, This Town, which is knocking about the BFM playlist at the moment. Tell us a wee bit about what Revolver has been working on.
So in December last year, we very luckily managed to squeeze into the surgery in the last week they had available and recorded three tracks that will go towards our album that I've just booked in some more time for at the end of this year to work towards. But we've got three new tracks that we're kind of just sitting on and releasing gradually and lead up to that, which is real exciting. It's taken our time.
There's quite a few of you in Revolver. What's the process of writing a song or working on a song like? Because you are, you know, a true big jazz roots band. There are plenty of people. How do you sort of organise yourselves?
Oh, God. Yeah, organising the tour was definitely a huge challenge. I sat in my laptop and wept, like, every day. But we're definitely getting so much better and more democratic. I, like, bring in a shell of a song with chords and lyrics and, like, a horn line, and then I'll play it to them, and then everyone will just chip in these amazing ideas that just magically complete it in about one rehearsal, and then it's just an arranged song.
That's fantastic.
I reckon.
It looks like you've been playing some fun shows as well. Welcome to Nowhere was a couple of weekends ago, and that looked like an extremely soggy but enjoyable weekend. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did. Well, Kaita, Tom Bonas, and I just rocked up on the day of the show, because at that point we were feeling a little bit festivaled out. But when I got there, I had so much FOMO after everyone had been kind of just stomping around in the mud for 3 days. It's such a wholesome festival and a great, great crowd for us here. I was so stoked.
How do you explain a Revolver set to someone who's never been to one of your shows before?
Oh, hot and sweaty, and we will try to make you dance.
Nice.
We won't let you pass until you do.
Yep.
I don't know.
No one's allowed out of Whammy Bar until they've danced. That's the rules.
Yeah.
So you have got some new music that you've been working on, and at the surgery as well, which is a really good space for, I guess, you know, formulating new ideas, recording things, and really getting some cool stuff together. What can people expect from the new tunes?
Oof. I reckon just, like, some of our best work yet, to be honest. We've been so lucky to work with Lee Preble. The arrangements are kind of the most collaborative they've ever been. And one of the upcoming tracks, I don't think we ever released that on that yet, but it's got a real awesome horn solo that Toby Leman and Lily Shaw wrote together. I mean, and me in my room just kind of stepping along to the chords, and then we wrote it all together. I'm really excited about that one coming out.
You have, a lot of your band have all got jazz roots. How do you, I guess, find that in terms of writing and arranging music? It's not the same process that perhaps other bands who've come from a different kind of space write from. Is it a natural thing when you're all kind of in the room together? Does that sort of improvisation flow pretty smoothly?
Yeah, for sure. And I think we're quite lucky as well that we share, like, a similar language when we're talking about music. So it can be pretty streamlined. But that being said, I also really enjoy the process of working musicians who come from a different background, because then you've got a different language that you're, like, translating between. You're both trying to work out what each other's saying, and then something really crazy comes from that.
Yeah, totally.
But, yeah.
I'm enjoying the cowboy theme to this new track as well. I feel like, you know, the cowboy era is not over yet. Was it a fun thing to make, working on this video and also kind of creating this sort of Western world that seems to be the backdrop to this town?
Oh, definitely. I've really enjoyed the cowboy arc, and, like you said, surely not over. I really love getting the cowboy boots out. We managed to borrow some hats from Hill's Hats.
Shout out.
Wellington, yeah, shout out to Hill's Hats, Wellington staple. and we all went to Red Rocks and got our cowboy gears on and had a big fight. It was so much fun, and I really can't wait for people to see that one.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that too. I love how Hills Hats just bedecks all Wellington bands with their hats. Every year at the Student Radio Network Awards, Radioactive arrives wearing really good hats, and I always get a little bit jealous. I'm like, oh, we don't have a hat maker in Auckland that sponsors student radio. If there are any out there who are listening, get amongst. You know, we're really keen on that. Love to have some good hats going on. I think we should play this new track, This Town. How do people get amongst this gig action tonight? Under the Radar's got some information. Have you got tickets left?
Yeah, we've got some pre-sales left at Under the Radar, or you can try your luck on the door for 25 at Whammy Bar tonight.
Excellent stuff. Have you got anyone opening, or is it straight onto the stage for you guys?
It's Spider Dirt Town Baby. I think it might be her first gig with her band opening for someone, so I'm really excited to hear her play. And we've got Sharon from Payroll DJing after, so it's going to be a fun night.
Hard out. This sounds extremely fun. Have an excellent gig tonight, Phoebe, and we'll see you in Tamaki Makaurau.
Woo! Thanks so much.
Into my boots. This isn't a breakdown, it's a breakup, and now that